Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. My name is Ben Madden and I'm the digital marketing specialist here at Eden Exchange. Today, we spoke to Leanne Berry, the community relations manager, partners at MYOB. Listen as Leanne discusses how she became the community relations manager, partners at MYOB, the types of businesses that can benefit from using MYOB, what aspiring business owners should look out for when buying a business, how MYOB provides support to business owners who are using their business management platform, the importance of staying educated in the business ownership space and how MYOB can help, and so much more. Keep listening to learn all about MYOB right here on Eden Exchanges.
Hi, and welcome everyone to Eden Exchanges. Excited today to have a special guest from MYOB, our alliance partner, Leanne Berry. Now, Leanne is the Community Relations Manager for Partners at MYOB. I'm looking forward to a discussion with her today about MYOB and also the market and also in relation to some of the innovations and what's going on in the market today. So excited to have you on today, Leanne.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here talking to all your members around, MYOB and our alliance.
Fantastic. And Leanne, look, generally the type of people that listen to our podcast tend to be business owners, buyers, sellers in various stages of their business journey, anywhere from buying or selling a business all the way to 20-year plus owners who are also in the space, or even advisors or bookkeepers or accountants who are in the midst of a transaction journey. So given that context, can you start off by telling us about your background and how you first became involved with MYOB?
Look, I run a bookkeeping and business consultancy practice in Bathurst in New South Wales. I've been a partner with MYOB for just on 25 years, so I'm definitely showing my age today, aren't I? I have a number of clients across Australia and New Zealand and help them to use technology to their best advantage to make their business much more streamlined and efficient, and also just helping them to keep track of their numbers. So that's my business background, helping small business. And 2 years ago, I joined MYOB as their community relations manager for our bookkeeping partners. So my job at MYOB is to champion our partners, our bookkeeping partners, and make sure that they have all the tools and resources that they need, and also to help them to make sure that they're helping their business clients, start, survive, and succeed.
Now, any sort of insights into the types of people that could get the most value out of MYOB's business management platform? Any businesses in particular you think benefit from the solution?
Oh, look, it's anyone from a sole trader to a very complex business. One of the advantages of the MYOB business management platform is that we don't need a huge amount of add-ons to get the functionality we like. So if you're a goods-based business, for instance, selling goods or manufacturing goods, we've got everything within our platform to manage your inventory. We also have connected integrations such as Tallemu if you're looking for a CRM that expands that platform. So our MYOB Business Lite is generally suited to small tradies, sole traders and things like that. Then we go to MYOB Business Pro that helps you to manage employees. And then we have our traditional suite, AccountRight and Premier, that have been in the marketplace for over 30 years. So it does suit a variety of businesses, from sole traders to those more complex needs in a business.
Fantastic. And look, really why we're excited about the alliance between our Deal Exchange platform and MYOB are some of these shared goals in terms of helping people run their businesses pre or post a business purchase and a transaction. What's the functionality of MYOB's business management platform that you really believe can best help people run their businesses once they've made a business purchase?
Yeah, look, I think MYOB as a software platform is much more than just accounting software. So I think how it helps small business or any business to manage their financial transactions is the automation that's involved in it, and the way that it is connected to so many other things that businesses need, such as, online invoice payments and employee onboarding and benefits and smart systems that make it easier for businesses to run their business and to understand their financials. So they're not slaves to that task that they really didn't go into business for, unless they're a bookkeeper or accountant. You know, it's all about having one system that talks to everything and makes it easy to manage that financial systems in your business.
Excellent. Now, we're preparing to buy business. What are some of the things you feel can help people stand out from a crowd of buyers?
Yeah, look, I think when you're looking at buying a business, the financial information of the business that you're looking at purchasing is so important to be able to make informed decisions. So I think, you know, one of the standouts for NYOB is its reporting functionality and the way it presents that information. You need to do your due diligence when you're looking at buying a business, and you need to understand, you know, what are the income and expenses that help the business, and also the assets and liabilities of the business that are business operation expenses and income. So being able to identify all those things that may be part of the business owner's expenses so that you can draw those out. You know, reporting is the key functionality, I think, when you're looking at buying a business.
And on that note, what do you think are some of the common problems that people who have bought a business for the first time run into?
Yeah, look, I think one of the things that I've seen over 25 years in helping small business is that they don't engage the right advisors when they're looking at buying and selling a business. You know, the one tip I would give is find specialists that are in the game of, you know, buying and selling businesses to help you to make sure that you're doing the best that you can in either the seller or the buyer position. Some of the pitfalls that I've seen are when people haven't engaged those specialists is that they haven't taken account of everything they should be taking account of. One of the big areas is around is if they have employees and not understanding the transfer of employee leave entitlements and things like that, or not taking account of that in the sale of the business. It's really important to engage those specialists when you're looking at buying or selling the business.
Now, look, I think we're both in pretty similar businesses here. We're essentially in existence here to try and empower through our platform buyers and sellers, and also the intermediaries or parties in between, to facilitate a, you know, quick and seamless as well as an ethical business transfer. So it's often a difficult thing to do that unless you've got all the pieces and the technology in place. Now, do you have any advice about what people should really be looking for when looking through the details of a business before deciding to buy it?
Yeah, look, I think there's some key metrics that you need to be looking at when you're looking at buying a business. And I think the biggest one is the profitability of the business. So making sure that you can understand what the profit and loss of the balance sheet and the cash flow forecasts are telling you about that business. You know, numbers tell the story of a business. So making sure that you understand, you know, what are the gross profit margins. So your income less those costs that help you to run the business. So you've got a gross profit margin. And then being able to work out, you know, what your expenses will be running the business, because often they can be quite different from the seller. So you need to understand what that would be, and doing things like a cash flow forecast and a budget are really important to knowing how you can move forward in that business, because, you know, buying a business is a big investment, and often it will take lots of the money that you've saved to do that, or the investment that you put into the business, and then you have to operate that business, and, you know, you have to operate within the boundaries of the business, and you have to understand also the what we call goodwill in the business. So what are the relationships between the business and their customers and the business and their suppliers, so that you can hit the ground running and make sure you're setting yourself up to success in those first few months of that business purchase. And again, using something like NYOB's business management platform can help you to do that, because you can set up so much automation with bank feeds and all of that sort of thing, so that you can keep a finger on the pulse on the financials on the business, Jim, that really important time.
Fantastic. And are you seeing any sort of trends or technological ways where this can be done in a quicker way?
And yeah, look, I think it is all about that automation in any software. I mean, over the last few years, particularly within, you know, the COVID period and post-COVID, we've seen a lot of businesses that have pivoted to things like online stores and payment gateways to get their payments in from their customers and things like that. So making sure that you're using all those smart automations and the APIs that are set up to connect these two systems together, so that you're not duplicating data and things like that, is really, really important as well. So I think that's one of the big trends is we've got so much automation now, taking advantage of that automation, learning about that automation, but also If you're not sure about how to do this, you know, MYOB has a stable of fantastic partners across Australia that can actually help you. So you can connect with either an accountant or a bookkeeper who is an MYOB partner that can actually get you set up and ready and help you with training and understanding your business and making sure that you're taking advantage of all the automation that's within our platform.
Now, what kind of ongoing support and training do you provide to people who might want to use the MYOB business management platform but really don't know where to start?
Yeah, look, I think, again, I would reiterate that, you know, our MYOB partner network is a fantastic place to start. So you can Google for MYOB partners and find an MYOB partner close to you. But because of all the automations in the system, you can actually find remote support. I have a lot of clients that I help, you know, around Australia that I've never met before. So our partner network is the first place. We also have our MYOB Academy, which is a great place for bite-sized learning, which is fantastic as well. We also have a number of YouTube videos on our YouTube channel that can help you to go through each of the six key workflows in our MYOB business platform as well. So there are a number of avenues for our help. We also have our traditional support lines, our phone lines, digital chat lines. We have our, what we call Mocha, who is our MYOB online chat assistant that you can track to, and Mocha will help you to find the resources that you need as well. So there is a wealth of support and training and resources available from MYOB around our business management platform and how to help you to get started.
Look, we're in a very fast growing space. I mean, we'll spend a lot of time, effort in terms of developments going out to market a lot quicker than it ever used to be. I think we're finding us in a situation where the market expects a lot of these things like automations and technology all the way down to a small business owner to large corporate. Now, with that being in mind, are you able to give us an idea of some of the upcoming MYOB features that you could be particularly excited about?
Yeah, look, there's a feature that we've just released into Margaret Rabbit that I'm really excited about, because one of the things that we're seeing across Australia at the moment is that attracting qualified staff to your business or retaining staff in your business can be quite challenging at the moment. So we had our electronic employee onboarding, which is fantastic. It puts all that onboarding for new employees back into employees' hands so that they fill out all of the details for their employment, from their contact details right through to their tax and super details and their bank details, so you could get them set up in MYOB a lot faster and pay them correctly. The other feature around that employment management is that we've just released a free employee benefits program with our partner Flair. So that allows business owners to be able to offer those additional benefits to payroll that may be attracted to their employees in saving money across everything from, you know, shopping to movie tickets, and those benefits that they can provide to their employees that may just be the teaser that they need to stay or attract new staff. And then finally, the latest release that we've had a lot around that employment management is our novated car leasing. So employers can now offer that as an attractive benefit to their employees. And the great thing about that is that the whole transition from searching for the car to the transactions in MYOB are handled automatically. So I think in this tight employment market, you know, anything that you can do to offer better benefits to employees to retain them or attract them is quite a great feature to have for a lot of small businesses. So, and they're all free benefits that you get. There's no additional charge from MYOB to use those benefits as well. We're always looking at how we can improve the lives of small business people, how we can make it a lot more efficient and effective for them to manage their financial information in our MYOB business management platform.
Now, what's some advice or best advice you'd offer someone looking to run their own business, and how could it robust business management platform system?
I guess, you know, from my point of view, being a bookkeeper and you know, loving the numbers, is that if you're not that great with your financial management, the best thing that you can do is engage a professional bookkeeper or accountant to help you to manage those financial aspects of your business, because it is really so important to understand those numbers and be able to make informed decisions based on your financial information. If you haven't got up-to-date financial information, then you can't monitor the health of your business and you can't understand what the impact of changes to your business might be. And, you know, AOA Wanna Be Partner Network is ready to be able to help you to do that. They are professionals. They are very understanding and will help you and support you and train you if that's what you need. So understanding your numbers, I think, is key to running a very successful business. I think using a good business management platform like NYOB will also give you that automation and functionality you need to be able to invoice your customers, get paid fast with our Pay Now feature, where you can offer your customers a number of ways to pay your invoices, whether it be through bank deposit, with credit cards. We've got PayPal and PayPal Inform, and we've got a great competition running at the moment for anybody that signs up to our online invoice payments. Your employee management is so important. The other thing is, you know, compliance, making sure that if you're registered for GST, that you are keeping all your receipts, that you are meeting those expenses and those deadlines for compliance around your business activity statements and around single touch payroll and TPAR reporting. It's very, very complex from a financial management point of view to run a business today. So engaging with some professionals or NYOB partners to help you, I think, is the smartest move you can make in your business.
Great. Now, you're obviously very passionate about the whole system, NYOB, the industry. Look, what's really driving you to do what you're doing here, Leanne? What's getting you out of bed in the morning?
Helping my customers, helping my clients is what gets me out of bed in the morning. And also with NYOB, working with our partner network to ensure that they have all the tools and resources they need to help their customers as well. Running my own business with staff and also working for NYOB, it's all about making sure that customers understand their numbers, that we have resources and tools to help our partners succeed in helping their customers and keeping up to date with everything that's happening from a compliance point of view from government, whether that be Fair Work or the ATO as well. I think it's really important. And in this tight economic environment, I think making sure that you've got your finger on the pulse of your financial data is so important to helping you to manage your business and succeed as a business owner.
Fantastic. Now, we're particularly excited about the opportunity presented here. There will be some contact us and opportunities surrounding this podcast, particularly for small business owners. The alliance between Eden Exchange and the Deal Exchange platform, NYOB, allows us to have access to the platform and a partner style offering. So you'll get opportunities to that and also allows you to sign up and get the ball rolling with the likes of Leanne and also get started on the platform. We're seeing it particularly useful during times of a transaction where you may need to get your business, a seller or buyer is going to value the business. Look in a situation where you're trying to upload your account. You're trying to look at a situation where you've purchased a business and you need to now move the assets and accounting systems that could be from an archaic system into a new and more sophisticated platform like an NYOB. The platform will allow that to occur. So that's why we're particularly excited about this and also the shared goals we have here. Now, Leanne, just to leave here, are you seeing any opportunities here? Look, I'm coming more from the angle that we're dealing with a significant load of business sellers, whether they be private sellers or in the franchise market, or they're people who are looking to go in and purchase a business for the first time. Any opportunities you could potentially see here from the alliance we're trying to grow?
Yeah, look, I think NYOB is a robust system. And as I said previously, you know, out of the box, if you like, or down from the cloud, it generally has everything that you need to be able to run a business. And as you stated, you know, if you're purchasing a business or that hasn't been on an NYOB platform, we have a great conversion tool that will bring any historic data over into our NYOB platform as well. So we're really excited with the opportunity we had with the Eden Exchange to be able to help businesses to move into our NYOB business management platform and successfully manage all their financial information. So I think the opportunity to use a system like NYOB is at your fingertips with this alliance that we've got, Rahim.
I mean, was there anything else you wanted to get out?
I think the top points, I mean, you know, I think one of the things that we wanted to do is bring to life some of the functionality in NYOB and also talk about our partner network. So I think we've done that really well.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for that, Leanne. Look, we do encourage anyone interested, you'll have a contact us box near the podcast and we'll get the opportunity going with NYOB and also to find out more about the company. Look, really appreciated the insights you brought today. I mean, we're in a very, very rapidly changing market with technology, with cloud accounting, one of the most rapidly used integration tools in the business transaction. We're very excited about how we can continue to foster this relationship And also, in order for our market to really utilize this, we're encouraging them to start trialing this, get on board, and also start utilizing the system and technology, because we're really looking to ramp this up. And we also want everyone on the journey with us as we grow it. So thanks again for that.
Ray, look, it's been fantastic to speak with you today. As you said, I am very passionate about helping small business succeed, and MYOB is the ideal platform for that. So thanks for sharing the insights today.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, Leanne Berry. It was a pleasure learning about MYOB and how you help business owners. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about MYOB's offer for Eden Exchange's listeners, you can click the link in the description to discover how the offer works. If you're looking for a better way to manage your business, then we encourage you to check it out. Eden Exchange's was brought to you by the team at Eden Exchange. In this episode, we spoke to Leanne Berry, who is the Community Relations Manager, Partners at MYOB. To find out more about MYOB, or to discover other episodes by Eden Exchange's, head to our website, www.edenexchange.com. If you're looking for a way to simplify the business buying and selling process, then our new virtual lead room, Deal Exchange, is exactly what you've been looking for. You can learn more about the platform by visiting our website or by getting in touch with our team. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Eden Exchange for the latest updates, news, and opportunities in Australia's trusted business marketplace. Thanks for listening.